502. Prosper Mérimée. Note d'un voyage dans le Midi de la France. 5th of November, 1834. The fine gallery of paintings given to the town by Baron Fabre is the principal curiosity of Montpellier. It contains works by most of the old masters of the Italian schools and quite a number of modern paintings. There are two very fine Raphaels. One portrait of a young man seemed particularly admirable to me. It is comparable with the very best in the Paris Museum. Mr. Fabre has also given his library to his native town, bequeathed to him by Alfieri, and which he added to himself. As well as a rare collection of all the French and Italian classics, Mr. Fabre collected a large number of books on the art of drawing. This is a very special collection, which merits completion, and one day it will be one of the most important in France. Stendhal, Voyage dans le Midi de la France, 1838. This young man of 20 looks as if he knows how good-looking he is, the sort of expression which would have deeply shocked Raphael's simple and tender soul. He is wearing a black toque. His long blonde hair is cut squarely to the shoulder. His black jacket is tied at the chest with a ribbon of the same colour. His black cloak is thrown over the left shoulder and held in his right hand. The guide adds, "This portrait is painted on wood and is in the later style of Raphael." A fine light falling from above. This painting needs a skylight in the middle of the ceiling instead of the daylight from these windows coming from both sides. There is an odd thickness above the ear. Only the hand is the colour of Raphael. The colours on the forehead, and especially the mouth, have also been added. They are too fresh to be from 1520. This portrait is impatient, perhaps for the inanity of this handsome boy and the shallowness of his soul, or because it assumes we are content to be duped by the artist. Is this a pastiche of Raphael, or a painting which was almost lost and has been entirely repainted with the exception of the hand? The great name Raphael remains a troubling note.